B-Pod Studios.
That's an app. The sports app.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time. Cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
It's true. Brookline is one of the worst places on the planet. The people there, for the most part, are terrible. I have lived there, and that is my opinion. And so we came up with the idea of, you know, we were reading the 911 transcripts, and then we...
Well, I mean, more than anything, it was when they launched the scooter thing there. Right. And I was like, if any city to put that in where people are going to lose their crap... Yep. It's here, and we were like, all right, I guarantee you they're getting a ton of 911 calls. So these are real 911 calls from the angriest city in the world. Fred is obviously told many stories about his time there. You can't spend more than 5 minutes there and not feel the anger just at Brookline Village, Coolidge
the
Corner.
Edge.
What's that?
The edge of Brookline.
Washington
Square used to be the worst.
Washington Square. But let's get to our first call. Once again, these are actual 911 calls from the city of Brookline. And find out what's doing, shall we? Here is call number one from Brookline.
Brookline Police Dispatch.
Hi. I'm just wondering. I live across from the park, and I was just like sitting in my apartment, and there's these people, a girl with a blue baseball cap on, and two guys. Okay. Like, I don't know, they look Indian.
Okay.
And
well, right now, you know something's amiss.
Like Native American or
not Indian sure.
Like.
We're being invaded. Look out!
You mean to tell me in Brookline or Newton there are Indian people?
No, they looked Indian.
I got to tell you that it's very rare in these communities to find someone of Indian descent. They look Indian. Oh, yeah? Well, so does everyone in my kids' schools. Come on.
With a blue baseball cap on and two guys, like, I don't know, they look Indian.
Okay.
And they are walking dogs back and forth in front of the apartment. Stop. And then they keep walking back. Stop. Back and forth, back and forth. And they're taking them out of this silver, like, BMW, like, you know, hatchback or whatever. And so I'm looking out, and I'm like, can you stop pulling the dog like that, walking him back and forth?
First of all, all the people.
Wait, was it multiple dogs or was it just one dog?
No, there's one dog. They, how many times have you gone, darn it, Indian, quit walking that dog back and forth?
Was the leash a little too tight?
Right. So well, she, they were, I mean, if you see a couple Indians walking a dog back and forth, I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to call the cops.
I mean, the
radar beam that goes off. All right.
In and out of the BMW.
God.
I mean, first of all, the BMW gives them away. And second of all, they're Indian.
They're obviously ruffians.
Exactly.
Are they trafficking this dog?
Three Indians in a BMW walking a dog back and forth. I mean, if anything would scare the bejesus out of you, it's got to be that.
So I'm listening. Like, okay, I'm ready for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
So they're walking this dog.
All back and forth, though, Rich.
Back and
ominously.
In a park.
Right.
Yep. Right. And it's, instead of going in concentric circles, they're just going to and fro.
Right. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Like that. It's probably like bothering his neck. And he goes, we're training them to be service dogs. And then he starts
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
Like a likely story.
Right, so these are like good human beings.
Right, yeah.
Like, training them to like help out the
Like the payoff of the story is like, oh, here's a completely reasonable explanation of why they're doing it, too.
Right. So I've given you the explanation. It's something that probably a good human being would do. Well, Rich, I still got a problem.
Rich, dogs are, you just need to talk to them. Sit down with a coffee and have a good conversation with them to become a service dog. There is no training involved at all.
Someone says it's the same woman who called about the mailman.
Who knows?
Oh, could be.
Does sound like the mailman lady.
Oh, come on. It all sounds the same. It just bothers some pricks. Walking a dog to and fro. We'll be right there. We'll send the SWAT team.
And he goes, we're training them to be service dogs. And then he starts... Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't like think like the dog likes you, pulling him back and forth, stopping him abruptly and pulling him back.
She's Dr. Doolittle. She's communicated with the dog.
Right, not the first time. And she's spoken to an animal.
Yeah. I've spoken to the dog. He don't like being walked to and fro. Nice. The dogs like almost a pentagram kind of thing, because they are tools of the devil. Give me a nice circle and a whatever the hell's in a pentagram. My next tattoo.
Pulling him back and forth, stopping him abruptly and pulling him back. And then he starts going to me, you a veterinarian? Are you married? Are you? I think they're kind of rude.
Yeah. Well, then rudeness, if nothing else, is to get the police involved. And
she sounds like the kind of woman who lives alone, so probably not married.
Feelings police. Yes. How can we help you?
Yeah. You think she lives alone, Bert? Yeah. I would guarantee that by a million. She's sitting in her apartment, and it's obviously during the day. I mean, they're not out there at the crack, like, at midnight, walking the dog around. She's just peering out her window, looking for something to get pissed off about.
I'd set the over-under at, like, six cats living in her apartment.
That's not a bad guess, I would imagine.
Are you married? Are you? I think they're kind of rude. Okay. And why are they doing that?
So your concern is that these...
I mean, wait, it's hot out, and they're taking dogs out of, like, these hot cars and...
All right, hang on a second. Everyone knows when it's hot out, dogs, you should stay inside.
That's right. Keep them in the car.
With the windows closed, yes.
Right. There's nothing worse for a dog than being outside. They're not, well, Rich, you joke, but they're not built for being outside. Animals throughout the ages, Rich, yes. If you didn't know, mm-hmm. since caveman times, were sealed in a cave and not allowed to. There's nothing my dog likes more than being in the house all day. It's just, it's a magical time. I like the crap and pee that's all over the place. It's fantastic.
I mean, wait, it's hot out, and they're taking dogs out of, like, these hot cars and walking them back and forth and trying.
Wait, they're taking the dogs out of the hot cars? Well, miss, you've got me there. I mean, let them sit in the hot car. And by the way, the hot car, like, they're taking them out of the hot car? We don't believe in air conditioning. We like it as unpleasantly warm as possible. In fact, we sat in the car for an hour before we dare take off with this animal.
I just, every time I hear these, I think, imagine being the cop who gets this call.
See, the cop, it's...
Do you think they, like, play them back, like when they're hanging out and stuff? Like, do you think, oh, you're going to listen to this one?
Oh, well, yes. As I said, I've got some insiders who want to go unnamed who are thankful that we do this segment so people know what they go through on a daily basis.
I had to call 911 a couple weekends ago, and they did not, and I had a very legitimate reason, and they did not indulge me at all like this. I mean, the Brookline dispatches are...
Saints.
Are saints. The idea that they're indulging, I was cut off immediately and sent to some line.
...training them. I didn't like his attitude either. I think he was kind of rude.
Okay, where are you now, ma'am?
I'm in my apartment. I'm just looking out. Okay, I'm just concerned about the welfare of these dogs.
Sure, sure.
It's like hot out.
Sure.
And the other one just looked up at the apartment.
Oh, well. I mean, uh-oh. Come on.
Was it a threatening look?
Laser eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know about these Indians. They look at your apartment and there's all going to hell's to pay. Couple of Indian folk.
Don't forget the woman in the blue ball cap.
That's right.
Yeah.
Her, I'm not so concerned about. It's these two Indian fellows that I feel are the real culprits here.
And the other one just looked up at the apartment. Oh my God! And they're doing it to antagonize me.
I got an idea. Shut the blinds.
Don't look outside.
Yeah, stop looking out the window.
Maybe feed the three cats.
So you went out and bitched at him for walking around a service dog, and then they dare look up at your apartment because you're a psycho. I mean, wow, they looked up at me. Oh, I wonder why. And then maniac.
And then they started training the service dog in a park.
Well, I mean, you know, you're supposed to do it in the middle of 95.
This guy with a gray. No, I don't want to give my name.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, it's just.
Yeah, I don't want to give my name because these Indians are going to go nuts on me. We all know that.
She hasn't
you ever
the
seen the back
she
of a
she thinks the police are going
to
leak.
Do you ever see the back of a dollar bill? It's all Indians trying to. It's all secret code. They run the world from a mountain in Colorado.
This guy with a gray. No, I don't want to give my name.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
It's just like they're like keep walking them back and forth in front of the apartment and they're making them heel stop. Okay. They're like really rude. And it's hot out. They shouldn't be doing that in a hot day.
Okay.
Can you just have a policeman check them out?
Sure.
I don't want them throwing a rock through my window or anything like that.
Well, that's
a rational thought.
That's a good leap in logic. Is that
well? Didn't the tone like make it sound like that had happened before, though? Right.
Right,
I don't want the rock going through my window.
Well, that's, I mean, how many times?
There's a rock.
I don't know, lady. You kind of deserve it now.
Yeah, I know.
To be quite honest.
Well, if there's anything I know, Indian dog trainers notorious for rock throwing. I mean, that is something that, listen, we make fun of these calls sometimes. But if I see a couple Indian fellas training a dog,
watch
look out windows.
Rocks.
I mean, look out. I mean, they're picking up rocks and hucking them like no one's business. It's almost biblical, the stonings that are going on.
I can just see, like, her walking away from the window for a second and then looking out and they're staring all of a sudden. It's like, oh! And she closes it back.
I don't want to give my name. Because I know that there is an intelligentsia that is out there.
Did they do that, ma'am?
What? No. But I'm afraid if I give my name or anything, they will. They'll probably be irritated that I even call the police on them.
Okay. Well, I have your concerns, and we'll pass it along. Thank you for letting us know.
Will somebody check it out?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Oh, these poor people. Oh, my God. The poor cop that has to go by.
I don't know. If I'm a cop, that's kind of like a... You know, you take your time. You get to have lunch.
Stop and dunks on the way over.
There's really no urgency to getting over there.
Because you know she's looking at you in the window while you're doing it all.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with her. She won't give her name.
I don't know. They look Indian.
I'll tell you, these Indians, you never know which way.
I'm like, can you stop pulling the dog like that, walking him back and forth?
It's rather abrupt, sir.
Can you imagine, like, you have an apartment, like, looking out at a park, I would imagine that's not inexpensive. And part of the appeal is the park, and what you've done is you've turned it into a spectator sport.
Are you married?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Then go bother your husband.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's an app. The sports app.
Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly. and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
It's true. Brookline is one of the worst places on the planet. The people there, for the most part, are terrible. I have lived there, and that is my opinion. And so we came up with the idea of, you know, we were reading the 911 transcripts, and then we...
Well, I mean, more than anything, it was when they launched the scooter thing there. Right. And I was like, if any city to put that in where people are going to lose their crap... Yep. It's here, and we were like, all right, I guarantee you they're getting a ton of 911 calls. So these are real 911 calls from the angriest city in the world. Fred is obviously told many stories about his time there. You can't spend more than 5 minutes there and not feel the anger just at Brookline Village, Coolidge the Corner. Edge. What's that?
The edge of Brookline.
Washington
Square was it used to be the worst.
Washington Square. But let's get to our first call. Once again, these are actual 911 calls from the city of Brookline. And find out what's doing, shall we? Here is call number one from Brookline.
Brookline Police Dispatch.
Hi. I'm just wondering. I live across from the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly.
I don't know, they look angry.
And the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time. Cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Brookline is the worst place I've ever lived in my entire life, and this is coming from someone who has lived in Detroit and had a gun pulled on him in Atlanta. And I would still take that a million times over living in Brookline. We almost moved outside of this city. Much to your chagrin, we did not.
I just realized, Fred, we are about to hit the salad days of Brookline 911 calls, because guess what's about to start falling from the trees? The leaves. And you know what that means? Leaf blower mania.
Yeah.
So let's get to a, I've started to learn with a lot of these calls, there are certain sections that are like hot zones where you're getting most of the calls. As you said, Fred, over by Tappan Street and, you know, Washington Square.
They're awful people.
There's a ton of that over there. So this is a another real 911 call from the angriest city in America, Brookline, Massachusetts.
Brookline, please. Dispatcher, Lemire.
Yeah, hi. Just to add, I just called about Star Market banging in the loading dock.
Okay, that's Tappas.
No. This is the Star Market, I think. I'm thinking of the
that's
one
Tappan.
On, oh, is it the one on Tappan?
Yeah, it's on Beacon and Tappan.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that was like across the street from where the Barcelona is, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that the one? Okay. Yes. See, I was thinking it was the... Well, what's the grocery store that's over right outside of Brookline Village?
This is Tappan and Beacon.
Okay.
I used to live two, whatever, brownstones down, or whatever the hell they're called. Haunt your dreams. This is like the place where the guy had the bullhorn to get off his little patch of grass.
Yeah, hi. Just to add, I just called about Star Market banging in the loading dock. Do you know, I just want to say that when I've gotten noise meter readings on Star Market here on Beacon Street unloading, they have reached decibel levels of 80 when the quiet time here is 40. So it...
All right. Okay.
She purchased a decibel sound meter.
How about you move away from a supermarket, you dumb dumb? Sell your place and buy something else, stupid.
She purchased a meter so she could complain.
Can you imagine?
She just sits there in her apartment like this?
Yes. You could have one hobby, just one effing hobby, and this wouldn't bother you. Just something.
Her hobby is reading decimal levels.
Just watch, be involved in it. Binge watch Who's the Boss. Just do something. I mean, I live by the airport and there's all these planes. like, sell your place. If you don't like it, sell it. Move down the street. It's not like if you rent it, go rent an apartment somewhere else. What, are you so enamored with living by the Star Market? I don't know. This is prime real estate right next to the Star Market. I don't know how I could possibly go anywhere else. Don't live there. Don't live next to Beacon Street. Go move to the woods. In the Wild Book.
How come all these big trucks keep showing
up? Go die in a van.
It's really weird.
Yeah, I didn't expect this when I rented this place.
For giant trucks to go to supermarkets.
Go die in a van? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it's into the wild.
I wanted to make sure I got that. Okay.
Yeah, read a
go
crack hour.
Go die in a van.
Yeah, read a crack hour.
All right.
Not doing anyone favors with your lack of literary acumen.
At 6:15 in the morning, there should be no banging in the loading dock. But let me just follow up more. Because the town of Brookline, again, the town that won't let you sleep. So I went up front to see, if a police officer had shown up. There's Casella emptying the trash in front of Star Market at 6:30 in the morning. What are the noise ordinance hours in the town of Brookline?
I believe it's indicated on our website.
Everybody at this number should know what the noise ordinance laws are.
At this number, which is 911.
Yeah.
How do you not know this?
Yeah. I think of when I'm calling 911 is they should know.
You're making six figures. Yeah. You might as well get know all the rules. I can't believe they're this nice. I'm getting death threats calling 911 and they're passing me along.
Someone said, Fred, in fairness, this Star Market just opened in the mid-1900s.
Yeah. I was just going to say the woman probably lived there before the Star Market was built. She's 77 years old, you see.
Just move. Why can't you just move? Why do you have to bother everyone? Move.
Did you notice at the beginning of the call, she said, I'm just following up?
Yes.
There was a 7-minute phone call that came before that one.
Oh, my God.
Which I thought I'd spare you and go straight to call number two. Oh. This is the follow-up.
Just move. Why can't you move?
This isn't the first one that's involved the Star Market either, is it?
There's got to be a million with that Star Market.
I thought there was.
Yeah,
maybe it was you bringing it up. I can't remember.
No, I lived right. I lived on Tappan Street, three doors down from that Star Market. And the people there were awful.
Was it loud?
What do I know if it was loud? You live in Brookline, there's going to be noise. People complaining and yelling at me. Yelling. I told you when I moved in, the two stupid idiots that bought a place in the side of a building that was owned by someone else that was renting out all the units screamed at us because a mover put our grill on a small patch of dirt that they had claimed as their own. Oh, I hated it there. We almost left Boston. When they threatened to fire me, like, 2 days into the show, I was like, okay.
If it means I get out of this rental agreement.
Okay, I'll go back to Atlanta. It's fine with me.
Everybody at this number should know what the noise ordinance laws are.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 in the morning. Casella should not be emptying 6:30 in front of Star Market. Furthermore, just to let you know, 6:15 in Iggy's Bakery van was across my
way. Oh, just shut up, you idiot.
She's like keeping a list of all the offenders.
Who's Casella?
It's got to be a company. It's got to be like a company. Okay. It's like a waste management company. Yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
Okay. Well, they can't get there that early.
Somebody said Newtown motto, Brookline, the town that doesn't let you sleep.
Yeah.
Oi.
Brookline's just be like, oi, the noise already.
Put that on a bumper sticker.
All right. Brookline, the Indians are taking
over. That's right. The Indians are coming. The Indians
are coming. I don't know. They look Indian.
I just love that. She's like, they're Indian. Oh, really? Well, how'd they find their way to Brookline?
That was before she even told them what they were supposedly doing.
No. It was the shocking sight of an Indian, a couple of Indians in Brookline.
The woman in the blue ball cap and the two Indians.
Yeah. Like, Indians. Like, do you go outside? It's like 50% of my kids' school is Indian.
Furthermore, just to let you know, 6:15 in Iggy's Bakery van was across my window at Star Market at 6:15, 6:20 yesterday. So we reported to the Brookline police. So when do you think they come in today?
We, my cat and I, Fluffy and I called yesterday.
Snickers had a problem with the Iggy's Bakery van.
Yeah, no, Snickers was desperately trying to escape this hellhole. Stop crying into my fur.
So we reported to the Brookline police. So when do you think they come in today? They're here before 7. Now, I think one of your officers happened to be in the back. Maybe they were. I saw a white SUV leaving, but they came in early today. Really? Is this what we pay taxes for, to be abused every single day, multiple times a day, by Star Market?
Yes. That is why you pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes, you know what? They should raise taxes just to control the stock market. Star Market's hold on noise, big noise.
Or to get new police officers because they're responding to calls like this.
Well, not new police officers. They need to get new 911 dispatchers that know the rules. Yeah, I should really get on that. I'm living on Easy Street, lady. I should really start memorizing the laws. Because I'm like a judge, you know? Like, I got to memorize everything that's coming in here. Boy, wait tables. My kids are waiting tables.
Oh, sure.
Just to deal with these awful, awful, awful people. Because this is like erotic. I wouldn't be surprised if a vibrator came out after this. Because she's finally the boss of someone. She's finally the boss of someone.
Yeah.
Like a power trip.
By Star Market, by the town. Is that what we pay taxes for?
No, ma'am.
Because there is absolutely no oversight in this particular area. I don't know elsewhere. But I know in this particular area, there is no oversight.
Okay, how can I help you right now?
I love it. Oh, yeah. All right. I'll let you talk for a minute, but honestly, how can I help you? What are we doing?
Well, you know what I want? I want the National Guard.
This call?
Right.
I want the National Guard to come in. Like it's the 68 riots in Detroit. Clean everything up.
Okay, how can I help you right now?
Well, I'm reporting that at 6:30 in the morning, Casella was emptying the trash in front on Beacon Street.
Okay.
6:30.
Move away from Beacon Street. Jesus, lady. You live on a main thoroughfare. You know, you know what? Move into an effing neighborhood, dum-dum.
So is it they should have a reality show where people from Brookline move to Brockton for a month?
I would love that.
Brookline to Brockton?
Go
make
to
it happen.
Oh, God.
Make
yes.
it happen.
You don't have to live on Beacon Street. Just go move. Move. Move into a neighborhood. God, it's.
Could you imagine what the sound of like bullets?
By the way, moving to Everett where everyone's roaming around like maniacs.
That's a good point.
Try calling Brockton 911 with this.
Sure, you can compare the two. Might sober you up a little bit, Mrs. Star Market.
Just. I mean, your place is not inexpensive. Either sell it, get out of your rent, and go rent something or buy something that's in a residential neighborhood. Dumbass, don't live there. Oh, there's cars going by.
My God, there are deliveries to the Star Market.
You live right by the train. Well, I'll tell you what. I live in an apartment complex right next to exit 20 on 95, and I'm hearing cars.
It's true. The C line goes right by her front door, does it not?
The green C line goes right by
there.
And it's a trolley.
Yes,
it's
a trolley. Starting at 6 in the morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Move. But the traffic is never bad.
Sure, right.
On Beacon Street.
Casella was emptying the trash in front on Beacon Street.
Okay.
6:30. Okay. And I'm reporting that Iggy's Bakery was again here before 7.
Okay.
And they were here before you.
I like how she's saying I'm reporting before everything now for
episodes. Sure. Yeah. All right. I'm making it official.
Okay. Yeah, right. Move. Yeah.
Yep.
I was just complaining before. Now I'm reporting.
Yeah. Move away from Iggy's Bakery, the big bakery taking over the world.
Unacceptable. Shame on your police department for not enforcing this.
They go arrest her. Make up a charge. Plant cocaine in her house.
And then she has to go die in a van, right? That's the important thing. That's the end of the story.
No, walk into the woods and go try to find your way around.
Let me see.
I just rode down the elevator with an elderly couple who said that it's terrible here.
Oh, no kidding. Really? Elderly people bitching in Brookline? Wow. It's like finding a 10-ton diamond. I can't believe that it's finding the original Torah. Did they really?
That might be my favorite soundbite of this entire segment.
Elderly people in Brookline were bitching? Wow, you're finding Bigfoot.
Yeah, needle in a haystack there.
I just rode down the elevator with an elderly couple who said that it's terrible here. The town of Brookline and the police department should be ashamed of themselves for letting this happen. Terrible.
Oh.
Okay, I'll pass this.
Listen to that pause. She's like, huh?
Okay, I'll pass this message along.
So, okay?
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
The abrupt
we got a break.
I just rode down the elevator with an elderly couple who said that it's terrible here.
Toucher and Rich.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all...
Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Joe Murray, we have Dan Lifshatz, and there was a little controversy, Rich, when you were out of the room.
Yeah.
There was a controversy on the Miami-New England game. Lifshatz saying stay away, but they both think that Belichick might take it easy on Flores, that they used the Patricia game last year against the Lions as an example of that.
Spread is huge.
The spread is. Lifshatz was saying he knows a book where it's 23.
Oh, 23.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he knows a book where it's 23. But you guys think that Belichick will take his foot off the gas a little bit against Flores?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they kind of did versus Patricia last year. He's been kind of known to make it so that he doesn't crush his assistants who just left. It's a respect thing. Just like, I like you, I don't want to do that. Joe kind of talked about on the podcast too. Like, Nick Saban does a very similar thing where he doesn't absolutely crush, you know, the guys who have left Alabama. And so I don't think Belichick's going to want to win by 3 scores on these guys. I think that makes him look bad too, that he's kind of brought these guys up and they can't even, you know, cover a 3-score spread versus him, and in Miami where they always struggle. It's not a good look. I would stay off the Pats this week for sure.
I don't know if I can take your advice on anything because of the way you've led me over the past couple of weeks.
Hang on a second, boy.
You got a bone to pick?
Joe Murray. Well, I do. You're very cocky. But Joe Murray and Lifshatz got into it because Lifshatz was like, I thought we were going to stay away from it. And Joe Murray said, I'm rooting for the Pats. I might as well put money on it. And it was a big controversy going on off mic.
Joe's got his Patriots shirt on. I mean, he's all equipped. He's ready to go.
But Lifshatz, that's the worst thing you can do, right, is bet with your heart?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. He's got a bankroll. So we did well last week.
The motto on the show is fade or follow. Okay? That's the motto. You either fade the pick, go against it, or you follow along. And all the trends say... since 2003, teams favored by 10 or more points in the month of September have gone 33-47-2 against the spread. So this week, there's 2 games. The Patriots are minus 19 or wherever what it is now against the Dolphins, and the Ravens against the Cardinals. So in September, history says that those teams don't cover the spread. I am going to fade all these trends this week. And it's this isn't a, oh, what do you want to put your money on? I'm just fading the trend. It doesn't happen. It's uncharted territory. The Patriots never cover against the Dolphins, ever. Ever, ever. In the last 5 years, they've never covered.
Last year, too, didn't the Patriots lose to the Lions?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's what we were just saying.
Okay, so and that was because you think they were being easy on them?
The Pats weren't ready that week. They weren't ready. Yeah. They didn't have the joint practices.
Their offense was very vanilla. It's, I don't know. I'm not saying they threw the game. I'm just saying.
It sounds exactly like that.
No, I don't think that they were trying.
Don't back off now.
I don't think they were trying to crush the Lions. And I think that
Well, they succeeded. They got run over. No, I know what you're trying to say is that they ended up not going with a game plan to destroy them.
Correct.
And it ended up backfiring.
Lost by two touchdowns.
I don't know why I'm agreeing with you guys on anything.
Let's get this out of the way. We've been swinging it all week long, to Fred's point. Okay, the kid's betting it. We're betting it 70%.
Yeah,
it's not sustainable.
I'm looking at Twitter and I'm seeing the two of you, and you're having like banner weeks. Like the last 2 weeks, you have been killing it.
However,
except for the picks that you've been giving me.
Also, Lockhart. Lockhart used your advice.
We were just back there with Mike. We could have just done a Periscope back there, the three of us. Hammer and forget about listening to 2 hour
podcast. You bought a ton of goodwill last year, so I will always believe in the Bankroll Boys. However, I need a winner this week. I'm in the hole.
Stay away from Joe Flacco. There's your advice.
So, listen, in that game, though, we hit the second half. But... But they dropped the touchdown and missed the field goal.
They're getting so cocky.
You bet on Joe Flacco. Oh, yeah. You deserve to lose.
They told me to. I said it was so ridiculous.
You're your own man. You should have bet on Joe Flacco.
Yeah, but they're the Bankroll Boys. They've had me betting on ridiculous things in last year, and it worked.
Did you check your ranking on iTunes after you did the show?
No. Did you see it?
You were like 120 out of the sports bar.
There you go.
So how many downloads did we get this week?
So we broke our record. We got 5,100 downloads for us. Which
there you go.
We're giving away winners. I mean, the problem is this, and this is why you call us the Bankroll Boys. You can't just bet one game and go all in. Like, that's what's happening with you right now.
Well, I'm not going all in. I'm just like doing like $100 bucks here, $100 bucks there.
What I mean,
I'm only 300 in the hole, but still.
No, and that's not a big. You can get out of this.
You think Rich has $300?
I think you can handle it.
Man has a house in Nantucket.
I paid the man $3,000 a year ago.
That's what I said. I still got tons of trust in you. I understand this.
But just to the listeners and fans,
I just don't want the universe to find itself back at zero after last year.
But
I'd rather not be at $3,000 in the hole this year.
Everyone says, though, what's your best bet of the world? That's why it's hard. Like, I bet multiple. I bet 60 games in 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. 60 games.
What's your best bet of the week?
So you want to get real wild? I'll give you one.
No, I want to win money. I don't care.
No, I
want to
hear the wild one.
I
like the Atlanta Falcons over the Philadelphia Eagles this week.
Agreed.
Right now the Eagles are -2. They're on the road. They gave up a ton of points in that first half last week against the Redskins. But this stat just stands out to me. The Falcons are 10-1 against the spread in home openers since 2008 in their home dogs on Sunday against the Eagles.
Okay.
And just another thing, too. People are going to overreact from week one's wins.
Mm-hmm.
And bet on those teams in week two.
Always.
So the Atlanta I don't even know if they scored a touchdown last week.
Okay, before you get to Rich, and that's how we will finish things up today, give me a degenerate, just a sick gambling disease bet.
Do you have like anything in WNBA or anything?
I don't have anything in WNBA. Let me see if I can find something in college football.
Yeah, okay, take a look.
A bunch of college football stuff.
Because you went MAC. Well, I'll do that with Rich.
Well, I mean, Eastern Michigan going up backdoored by a favorite, which rarely happens.
Last week, he gave you Eastern Michigan.
Yeah.
And there was a touchdown with, like, I don't know, the last minute of the
game. 2 minutes by a favorite. Like,
and
usually just
they
lay
now
down.
Play their third road game in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I forget who they're playing this week.
I believe they're playing Illinois.
So Illinois, people in Vegas have dropped $35,000 and $50,000 week one and week two on Illinois. I'm going Illinois this week again. Eastern Michigan, 3 weeks on the road?
Plus, they have to take, like, a school bus everywhere they go.
All right, what's your moneymaker?
All right, here we go.
All right,
This is not my moneymaker. This is the out-of-the-box pick you guys.
Here we go.
Let them do the spot.
Okay, well, is this a Stone Cold Lock of the Week, or is this just a degenerate bet?
Well, you asked for a degenerate bet.
Yeah, give me a degenerate
bet. Okay, degenerate bet. I would take UTSA, which is University of Texas, San Antonio, plus 17.5 over Army. Army almost beat Michigan last week. Yeah. There's going to be a massive overreaction to how much everyone loves them. I think UTSA is a garbage team, but I also don't think they're three scores worse than Army, who is coming off one of the most emotional games, which they lost, which usually the next week off an emotional loss, there's a massive letdown.
Okay. All right, that sounds good to me. But the Stone Cold Lock of the Week is the what you can give Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brought to you by the Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino.
In the black pick.
Okay, I did not get this out on the podcast so I can save it for the show.
Happy? I like it.
That's what I did. I did not get it on the pod so I can save it for the show because I feel like whenever we give something out on the pod, I don't want to give it for the show because
I like it.
Like, because there's no reason to do the podcast.
You're the man.
So I saved this one. Seattle and Pittsburgh. Last week, we saw just how terrible Pittsburgh is. Okay. Fred, I owe you an apology.
We have
because Cleveland was garbage last week. So
thank you. But I also defended Pittsburgh, so I was wrong.
Well, yeah, okay. So we can both be right and wrong. Pittsburgh looks terrible. They're going to suck all year. I'm telling you right now. That team, I honestly think Mike Tomlin might get fired. Offensively, they're not good. Seattle struggled really bad last week, too. They didn't look super good offensively. Defensively, they were okay, but still, Cincinnati was able to get some points. However, they were much better defensively than they were offensively. For whatever reason, people are loving the Seattle-Pittsburgh over. I actually think this is a perfect under game. Early game, Seattle traveling to Pittsburgh, which is not really much of an angle anymore, but still, I like the under 47 in Seattle-Pittsburgh. I saved it for the show. Ooh. I really think that's a really solid NFL play for this week for two teams who offensively struggle week one and I think are going to continuously struggle into week two, week three.
Now, the question is I'm 300 in the hole.
500.
Do I just bet 100 or do I bet another 300 in order to just
500.
Get the even?
No, 500. 500. I agree.
You did a parlay 1 week and then you get 300.
No, I'm saying, do I bet 300 just to get me back to zero?
500.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could, if you want to.
Well, it's 500.
I agree.
Split it up because Joe likes Atlanta.
No.
I like the.
I like where you're going.
Okay.
Let's get back to zero.
No.
I'm betting 300.
No. You bet to get ahead. You don't bet to get even.
You like Seattle going west coast to east coast?
No. I like the under.
Oh, the under? Oh, okay.
I'm not
Seattle.
The under on 47.5.
500.
I do think Seattle's going
to win. Okay, at least 400. You don't want
to
sit
there. No, you bet to get ahead. You don't bet to get back to zero.
Yeah, you puss.
I get back to get to zero.
Pussy!
You bet!
No, that's your thing. I'm not going to steal your
thing. I just want to get back to zero.
How hacky would that be if I started going,
I want to do it. No.
All right, get me back to zero. Screw it. Give me 500 on the game.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. 500 the on the boys. Under.
Just to give you the stat, the total has gone under in four of Seattle's last five games.
I like it. I can't lose.
We will be back. You can listen to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.